fine. A little bit the sugya's HaGemara, and just a little bit Halacha Kufri Zayin, as Hashem attention. Shteinu HaGemara. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tov Lehizke Shavash Chodesh B'Tfilah Machzir Nesei V'Berchat Hamazon Ein Machzir Nesei. Somebody that forgot to be Mazkir Me'in HaMarir B'Tfilah is a Chiv to be Chodesh Machzir Nesei V'Berchat Hamazon Ein Machzir Nesei. Fact HaGemara, what's the difference? Emphasize HaGemara. Tfila de chayvehi mazir nesei, versus mazayne di boi achal, di boi lai achal, and mazir nesei. Tfila, that is a chayva, mechuyiv ti, it is mechuyiv to daven, but meila, if you forgot the main amir, is a chayv to go back. Hashem king, berch mazir, which does not have a chayv, di boi achal, di boi lai achal, it's no chayv ti, no chayv to bench, but meila, is no chayv, if you forget to be chayv to bench again. Chor, the pashkut, bir ha-gemara is, that since this mensch, when he wakes up on Rosh Chodesh, has no chiv to be mazgir yalla yoving in the birchas hamazon today, because he has no chiv to eat, so the meila, we assure that he doesn't, and he forgets to yalla yoving benching, it can't be worse than somebody that didn't eat in the first place. You have no chiv to be to see in the first place. You have no chiv to bring himself to this matzah. So somebody that was in this matzah and you forgot can't be worse than the person that didn't put himself in the matzah in the first place. The meila, there's no chiv to be chayzer if he doesn't mention yalla yoving. However, and Yeshua was Meir, Chir is a dying throwing beer at that. Meir, in the Hanami, a person doesn't have a chiv to eat. He has no chiv to Iboy Achul, Iboy Leachul, he has no chiv to eat. But once he puts himself into the matzah that he ate already, and he's Mechiv to bench, then he has to eat Mechiv to bench, like Chazal and Mesakin. If Chazal and Mesakin on Rish Chedesh, then a person has to say Yalav Yalvin, the Melech will come with that. He put himself into the matzah that he's mechuyev to bench, and he has to say Yalav Yalvin. He forgot to say Yalav Yalvin, so he should have to go back. Maybe Rebbe Kohen, where also maybe we find the Tesis in Avdala says even similar things. Tesis says the Machlekes, when I have to be Semach Gula Tefila by Marav. Tesis brings down sheet and holds you don't have to be Semach Gula Tefila by Marav. Why? Because the whole Marav is Rishus. I didn't have to daven in the first place. I didn't have to daven Shmonis in the first place. You can't tell me that if I daven I have to be Semach Gula Tefila. I didn't even have to daven. Tesis over there seems to say, not that way, Tesis comes out that you should be simple tefila. If you're davening, you should be. The Nachman Zovid is other Achorinim or Mazda Tesis. Because in a Hanami, you're not mechuyev to daven. But Kokama that you are davening, you have to daven the way the Chazal and Mesakin. You really have to be simple tefila. So in a Hanami, the Chor over here. What's that? 100%. But we just see a Muslim that Hagam, that you don't have a chiv in the first place to do such a thing, Lamaisa, once Chazal and Mesakin is this the way you're supposed to do, you have to do it in the best way for you. Mimela, if Chazal Masakin, that a chilek of Birch Samazin, that the Mazbeya of Birch Samazin or Rish Chidish is supposed to be Masi Yalav Yomri, and Lachur, somebody that does eat, and he benches and doesn't forget, Lachur is Mishan and Mazbeya, Shabbat Chacham and Brachas. And we should say, Yassi Yedichai Vassi. The first Tara. Tosfos is Mazbeya, he says, what does it mean on Rish Chidish Iboy Yachol, Iboy Layachol? Lachur is not true. We know that in the Gilas Tainis it says, it's also the fast on Rish Chidish. Not a fast. How can they tell me Iboy Layachol? And for Tesis, that's not what it means. Iboy Layachol doesn't mean that you don't have to eat at all. Zichri, you have to eat. You're not out of fast. Iboy Layachol pas. If you don't want, you don't have to eat pas. Since you don't have to eat pas, maybe you don't have to bench. So maybe the Hazkorot, in a murder bench, it can't be a chiv. That if you forget, you have to go back. And maybe, I'll be this Yisrael. Tesis is Miyachet at the end. It says, Kum Tesis, Yish La'ayin in Shal Shudas. What's the din in Suda Shlishas on Shabbos? But that's the being a time that holds that you can do Mekayim Yechiv of to the Shlishas on Shabbos with Mini Targimo. See what that means in a second. You don't eat fast, you can be used with Mini Targimo. Then the Chiro, you shouldn't have to, there's no Chiv to have fast. Iboy Le'achol, like Tetzel and Yasa before, it means Iboy Le'achol fast. The Mela is to the Shlishas, there's no Chiv for you to eat fast. You can be used with other things. The Mela, if you should get, let's say, Azkar is made a murder of Shabbos. By Shal Shudas, you shouldn't have to go back to Gaza Bin Tam. The Shaila is that Tesis says, the Shaila, what does it mean to be a Targimah? Tesis says in a number of places, you can't say like Rashi that it means fair. Tesis says himself in Kufzayinim and Bezos words, the Mina Targimah is not like the Rashbam says, Boss of Adagim. Rather, it's Mina Mizernis. The Septim Brachot says that Mina Targimah is you make brand Mina Mizernis, the Mina Targimah. So, Eba Zeh, if that's the case, Tesis Shita is, it happens to be Tesis Sukkah says that it could be that it's Boss of Fair, Boss of Adagim. But going like Tesis Sukkah, Tesis Sukkah understands that even though you don't eat pas for Shal Shudas, but you still need something which you can make a brain made of Mizanus on, then Lachar, very good that you don't have to bench, but Lachar, you still have to make an Al-Michel. And if you have to make an Al-Michel, you have to be Maskar, made a Mara, an Al-Michel. So why is it any different? Very good. This is saying you don't have a king tifa. We still have a chiv to eat something, which on that thing that you're going to eat, you have to make an ala michio, and that has also askaras meina merim. So very good, it's not a benching that has askaras meina merim, but you have a chiv to have a sudo, that you have to be maskar meina merim. Very good that you don't have to have pot for shalosh shudas. But you have to have something that you have to be maskar meina merim. So what's the tzad that if you don't remember, if you're not maskar meina merim, in for shalosh shudas, you don't have to go back. Before you do have a chiv to have a sudo that you're going to have to be maskar meina merim. Mimila, of course, main amur, it should be market. If what? Yeah, very good. We'll get to that in a minute. So, Bemis, the Ra'ah says, Dafim Dalan Amal, he says, but there's a whole shal over there. Pashas, the Yerushalmi says that you have to mask your main amur in Brachas, main shalosh. So we shouldn't get into whether or not the Maisi have to allow Allah. Pashas, the Yerushalmi says, you have to be master main amur in Alamech. Says the Ra'ah, however, if you're not master main amur in Alamech, you don't have to go back. Why? Because it doesn't pass the Svar, the whole Svar where you have to go back is because the Gemara says, Iboy Loyachal, and that's only with regard to pass, that only passes by pass. But something which is not pass, doesn't pass the Svar of Iboy Loyachal. The Hainu, they're all understood that you can't be using your chiv of Sudo and Shabbos with something that's not pass. The Mela, he says, it doesn't pass the Torah, it's not Shabbos Torah, Iboyachal, but something which is not pass. Only by pass, it passes the Torah of Iboyachal, and Shabbos, you have a chiv to eat. Shabbos, you have a chiv to have pass. The Mela, if you don't have, in a Sudo, you have to have pass. If you weren't Matthew Mena Mer, you have to be crazy. Mashma that they're all understood that you don't have to. The Sharakim doctor brings down this Ra'ah and Kusamaches, Kusamach. He brings down this Ra'ah and he gives to Lalach, the person who was a master made her. He says, because it doesn't pass the Svara of Iboyi Loyachal. That Svara is only if you have a chief to have a pseudo and you didn't have the pseudo and you weren't master in the pseudo that you had a chief to. Mashenkin, by Brach Achaz Main Shalish, there's no chief, you can't be Mekai in your pseudo with. Meaning is there, the Ra'ah is understanding. Since you can't be Mekayim Yisud, this meaning is there, the Mela doesn't pass the Svarah of Iboy Loyachal. And if you weren't Maskar Meina Merim, you wouldn't have to go back. It's only when you have a Chiv, you have a Chiv Sudo, and you have to Mekayim Yisud with Pas, so if you weren't Maskar Meina Merim with Pas, then you have a Chiv to be Chuzim. But you can't be Yoytzi your Chiv Sudo with Pas above a Kislim, with some meaning is there, the Ra'ah understands. The Mela, if you forgot it, you wouldn't have to be Maskar Meina Merim. However, the Sukkar is not going to help us without Pesach. Pesach, the Shita is that you could be Yaitzi Yechiv of Shal Shuddit with Pas. You could be Yaitzi Yechiv of Shal Shuddit with Pas. The Mela is a Sudo that you have a Chiv to have. You have a Chiv to have a third Sudo, and you could be Yaitzi the Sudo with Pas, with Pas of that Yitzhak, with Mezenus. You could be Yaitzi Yechiv with Mezenus. And Mazay, if you forgot to be Master Meina Mara in the Sudo, Lachirish, you have to go back. Bethim, I saw the Prima Gadol is Mustafik in this. The Prima Gadol Kufay Ches is Mustafik. What's going to be the din in the case of a person that doesn't have Pas on Shabbos? And only has this Pas of Abakis and only has this Mizinus. It says, Makhur, you have a Chiv to have a Suda Shabbos of Ramini Mizinus. And the Mayor declared, what's going to be the din if you weren't Pas to remain in the Moira in Elam Mishul? He's Mustafik, blood with the Shabbos. What's going to be if you weren't Pas to remain in the Moira? In this case, you have a Chiv. Generally, you only have a Chiv to eat a Suda Pas. Here, where the guy doesn't have pas, so he has to make a kind of sieve of Suda Shabbos with mini mezainah. What's going to be if he doesn't? If he's not masker alamicha, he's not masker main amara of Shabbos in alamicha. Anybody sure? Chur, we'll see what we're saying in Taisa. That you have a chiv to have the Suda, you make a kind of Suda mezainah. If you forgot it, the chur you should have a chiv. Go back. Taisa continues and he says, even if you're going to naniach that, not like I'm saying, naniach that in Shal Shudas, you have to have pas. And the Mela, if you forget Mehen Demara, you have to go back. The Zikr on the fourth Suda, your Zikr not going to have to be Chayzer. On the fourth Suda, fifth Suda, sixth Suda, seventh Suda, any Suda more than the third Suda, you're not going to have to go back. Why? Because you have no Chiv, you have that Suda. Don't worry, I'm going to get to Shal Shudas. Do you have a Chiv to have Pas or not? From anything more than Shal Shudas. Shalosh Suda Dirk on Shabbos, your Zikr don't have a Chiv. The Mela, you're going to have to go back. However, if you look at the Rif and the Rambam, they bring down the Zin of Tovish Al Shabbos, when he has Jush Al Shabbos, they bring down. You're chayzer, and then I'm a chazik between the third Suda, the fourth Suda, and any Suda. So you could say that the Rambam is the Shita. The Rambam Shita is that even by Shal Shudas, you have a chiyuv to make kiddush, and since you have a chiyuv to make kiddush, you have a chiyuv to have pas, like the Goyish Mani says, like Rabbeinu Yehuda, so I don't have a sugya, of kiddush mokum tsuda. The meaning of the Rambam's sheet is, you always have a chiyuv to have pas, time by the first tsuda, second tsuda, and even by the third tsuda. Even by tsuda shlishis, the Rambam holds you have to have pas. Since you only have to have pas, there's no chok, between the two tsudas and the three tsudas, that's why the Rambam is not machal. However, the pashas mashmoyis in the Rambam is not just that he's not machal between the second tsuda and the third tsuda. Mashmoyis is not even machal between the third tsuda and the fourth tsuda. And any tsuda that you have on Shabbos, even if you have 100 tsudas on Shabbos, you still gonna have to be chayiv. Nor maskim in emer. The Shabbos, what's the pshat? The chayiv is always the tzara. Iboy loyachol. Once you get to the fourth tsuda, you have the taste of the tana. Iboy loyachol. You never have to have the tsuda. Why should you have to be chayiv? And the last nekuda for beer is the Torah brings down the kufay chet. That's already machlekes between the Rashba and the Ro'a and the Sugya. The Torah brings down the machlekes between Rav Yosef and his brother Rav Yechiel. What happens if we're shchedish on Shabbos? If you're not maskir mein amara, you have to be chedish. There's a chiyuv to have pas. Or shchedish, if you're not maskir mein amara, there's no chiyuv to be chedish because you don't have to have pas. What happens when you're shchedish? It's chal on Shabbos. So now you have a chiyuv to have pas on Shabbos, but not after shchedish. What's going to be the halacha if you forgot shalom shchedish? If you forget shalom Shabbos, then you have to go back. What's going to be in this case that you have a chiv to eat out Shabbos? Do you have to be ma'an? Let's say, but not a chiv out of Shchidish. Once he benches and he forgets Shalom Shchidish, does he have to be chayzer out of chiv to eat out Shabbos? He doesn't have a chiv out of Shchidish, he has a chiv out Shabbos. So do we consider that he's mechiv to eat? That if he forgets Shalom Shchidish, that he doesn't have to go back? That he has to go back? Do we say no? He's only mechiv out Shabbos, not mechiv out of Shchidish. To get to the Torah brings down a machlokes of Rishonim. Nimchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos b'Hiskis Shabbos v'Leish Rosh Chodesh Hayoymer Rav Yosef Shein Machzirin in Pesach Ba'atei Ramikis. Rav Yosef says you don't go back. Ach Agav Dastil L'Yisagig L'Yachol. Even though the Ma'at Shem has swore that L'Yisagig L'Yachol passed and the Chiv Tav passed, still Nikamoch V'Shem Hayim Miyuto L'Yisiknu L'Hachten. Says of this Miyut of Shabbos Shachol B'Yosef Rosh Chodesh Shachol Yosef B'Shabbos, then we're talking that he has to be Chodesh if he forgets it. Shall exactly what that means. Hopefully we'll get to that. The cause of Achir of Yechiel Gal, V'yesh Cholkin Bazeh, V'lezeh Daiti Noitin. Yechiel says no. V'yesh Cholkin Bazeh, that since you have a Chiv to eat, even though your Chiv is al Shabbos, nevertheless you have a Chiv to eat, and Mele, if you're not Maskish or Shredish, you have a Chiv to go back. Bring the Raya, Mishim Yom Yishin Eschaya Bar Betfilin. I'll bring you Raya from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're Mechuyif to have to daven four Tfilin. On Yom Kippur, then you're Mechuyif to also daven Ilo, which is one tefillah more than your mechuyif to daven on a regular Shabbat. And what's the halacha if on Yom Kippur Shechal Yitz B'Shabbat a guy forgets to be master in the Ila, which he never davened on Shabbat, forgets to be master in the Ila Shal Shabbat, what's the halacha? So Shem Yechiel, the halacha is you have to be chayzer. Vayis says that Hagam that he doesn't have a chiyif to daven the tefillah on Shabbat, and he only has a chiyif to daven on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, since he has the chiyuv to daven, what's the difference? Why? He has the chiyuv to daven on Yom Kippur, even if he forgets to be maskir shel Shabbos, he has to be chayiv. That's Rabbi Yechiel, is that the top of here? Even though your chiyuv to eat is only after Shchedesh, not after Shchedesh, nevertheless, since you have a chiyuv to eat, and you weren't maskir shel Shchedesh, you have to be chayiv. Shabbos, let's get the machlokes, what's the pshat? Let's get the machlokes, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yechiel? You don't have to be chayiv. Nice, at the end of the day, you have a chiyuv to eat. So the Chorio, the Pshat is, of he said that I saw in the Rishis Moishah. The Chorio already Mavur in the Rishayim. If you look at the Ra'ah that we, the Shita that we brought down before, and that the Rambam, Mashma and the Rambam, Mashma and the Rambam is that there's no Chol between the third Suda and the fourth Suda, and the fifth Suda and the sixth Suda, and any Suda that you're going to forget on Shabbos, forget to be Maskish on Shabbos, and you have to be Chayzer. Hagam that it's only Mashma and the Rambam, it's Mefurish in the Ra'ah. He says like this: "Ule'inim Shabbatos v'yamim tovim afilu ochal mea pa'amim v'yirin." Even if he ate 100 times on Shabbos, v'hizkir ba'achreino, and then the 100th time that he ate, he didn't remember to be master shal Shabbos. Chozer, he has to be chozer. The time of the ikur chazor kamrino mishum leisag leyochol pas ba'yumo. V'lo yamrino b'hai tzudoso elo b'hai yumo. Doesn't say that you're mechuyif to eat in the tzudo. It says you're mechuyif to eat on this day. Since this mensch has to have passed on this day, Those are all. It doesn't make a difference how many students you had. If you had 3 students, if you had 100 students, and on the 100th student you forgot to be Masbir Shal Shabbat, you have to be crazy. So the heads are not like Tesis. Like, rather like a Madaik in the Ramah. And if you look at the Tajbit in his Chedushim on Brachas, he says it even more stark. Vani Eini Ermakin, Lo Italia Milso Bezuda Zusha Ochal Asho. It's not Tali in the Suda that you're eating now. Ela Beyoim Sha Ochal Vazesa Suda. It's Tali in the day that you're eating the Suda. Shem Boyisi Yoim Yesh Afilu Sha Acha Shuchai Vlecha Bapas. Im Kirina Yoim Zeh Yesh Lai Kriya Saskar Vibir Zabazit. Im Kain Bechol Suda Sha Ochal Yoim Zeh. Im Lai Hizkir Mazir Nesem. Afa Bishlehe Chai Vlecha Suda Zuh. Even though you're not Mechuyif to eat this Suda, but since on this day you're Mechuyif to eat, the mail of the kviyas of the Birch of the Muslim is to include Shal Shabbat. The mail, if you didn't say it, you're going to go back. Fishu Yom Shin Eschayev Lahaskim Eina Morim Birch of the Muslim. And he's Messiahim V'chein Nira Daita Shal Arifzal V'chein Daita Shal Ramazal Shal Esol Tzal. Speak to Rambam Purish. He says, V'chore Pashas Es Tzadas Tashbik is one of the Rishenim. He says, that's Pashas of Pashan and the Rambam and the Rif, that they're not Machalik between the third Tzudah, the fourth Tzudah, and the fifth Tzudah. Because they hold it's not totally in the Tzudah, it's totally in the Yom. Since it's telling you the yearn, Mela, no matter how many times you eat on this day, you're going to be chayav to be chayav if you wear Masbir Shal Shabbat. Kum Tari, Arav, Borim, Milel, and the pshat over here is, the reason why he holds that you have to be chayav. If you look at the Arav over there also, he's Masbir at the end, and he says also, it's a davar bar, besides this being a davar bar, that even 100 times you have to be chayav, he says also a davar bar, like your Vedic in the Torah, that if you weren't, if Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yeh B'Shabbat, and if you got your mouth to show your Shredish, Zichi, you don't have to go back. Because Zichi was not Shabbat, Zichi was not your Shredish. L'chur, if you say that the Rosh signing over here, that it's not Tali in the Sudo. The Chiv for you to be mouth here is not Tali in the Chiv Sudo. Rather, it's Tali in the Yerim. L'chur is to deal that the Rosh signing is Tali Zebazim. The Hainu, since it's Tali in the Yerim, Memela, on this day, it's not Tali in the Sudo, it's Tali on this day. Yerim B'Shabbat, Hawar Chazal Keveya, a person's adventure Shabbat. The Mela, the Arachayim, the Spirit Shemisha Mitzin, he speaks it out also. He says, since Shabbat is the day that you're Mechuyiv, he's going with the Rif and the Ramah, since Shabbat is the day that you're Mechuyiv to eat, the Mela Chazal or Kiveya the Mazbeya of Birch Samazan of Shabbat, that it includes, we say, it includes our Torah made Shabbat. The same way on Shabbat, we don't say the regular Shemin Esther, we have a special Shemin Esther for Shabbat. This is the Mazbeya Shemin Esther in Shabbat. Mela says, over here, Birch Samazan, what's the Birch Samazan a person that what's the bench on Shabbos? The Birch Zamazin includes the say. It's not the regular Birch Zamazin. The Birch Zamazin has also an addition. It's not just we bench, and we're also supposed to add something. No, Chazal Kiveya, that on Shabbos, this is a day that you're Mechuyiv to eat. Meaning the Birch Zamazin of this day, it's no different than a regular Tfilah. The same way that you're Mechuyiv to have Tfilahs on this day, Mechuyiv to have Birch Zamazin on this day. What does Birch Zamazin? A Birch Zamazin includes the say. But meaning it doesn't make a difference how many times you eat. No matter how many times you eat, even if you eat 100 times, the Birchus HaMazon of Shabbos is a different Birchus HaMazon. The Birchus HaMazon includes the Matbeah, Birchus HaMazon includes the Tzay. Mimela, how many leaves ever say? Mashiach Matbeah Shetav of Chomer Brachas, and they have to be heard, even if it's 100 times. Mimela, that only passes for Shabbos. But Rish Chodesh, what's the Matbeah of Benchon Rish Chodesh? Obviously, Matbeah of Benchon Rish Chodesh is not Matbeah that includes the Olive Yavit. Because if it was, then you have a chiv on a regular Rosh Chodesh to be chayzer if you even say Yalav Yovi. Elamai, the Berch Zamazin is the regular Berch Zamazin. And they added also that you have to say Yalav Yovi. If you didn't say Yalav Yovi, no, you didn't add what they added. But that's not the Matbeah of Berch Zamazin. Memela, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh is Chal Yitz B'Shabbat, what's the Matbeah of Berch Zamazin of this day? The Matbeah of Berch Zamazin of this day is to say a Berch Zamazin has to say it. You're also supposed to add in something of Rosh Chodesh. No different than he's supposed to add it on every Rish Chodesh. But that's not the Matbeah of Birch Zamazin. The Matbeah of Birch Zamazin of this day is the Matbeah that includes Ritzik. It's not a Matbeah, it includes Yalav Yovin. Memela, even if you forget to be Matbeah Yalav Yovin and Shabbat, it's not going to make a difference. However, if you're going to have a Suda of Shabbat, even a 5th Suda, 6th Suda, 10th Suda, 100th Suda on Shabbat, the Matbeah of Birch Zamazin is one that is such that it includes Ritzik. Memela, if you forget it, you're going to have to be Chodesh. However, Mukhas in the Lashon of the Ra'ah, Tosfos to Yumayu, the other Shitas, many other Rishonim that hold not this way, they hold that there's a difference between the three Sudas that you have to have on Shabbos and the fourth Sudas, the fifth Sudas, the sixth Sudas, the hundredth Sudas, and only the first three Sudas you have to be Chorizim. Why? Because they hold it's Tali in the Sudas. Is there a Chiv in the Sudas or is there no Chiv? Like the Lashon of the Ra'ah says, it's not Tali in the Sudas, it says, the Tajmi, Leitar and also the Sudas, Zusha Ochal Achshon. Not only the Suda. Mucha is a dollar we're sharing in health. That's telling the Chiv Suda that you have now. Do you have a Chiv Suda now? If you have a Chiv Suda now, you have to be chosen. Maybe only the first three students on Shabbos have a Chiv Suda. The fourth student on Shabbos don't have a Chiv Suda. Whereas Chiddush Shechal Yis, B'Shabbos, what's going to be the halacha? So, the first three students, you have a Chiv to have a Suda. Maybe even if you work for Gashom or Chiddush, you have to be chosen. Because Momentum, you have a Chiv Suda on this day. We don't look at the individual, we look at the Chiv Suda. We don't look at the day. What's the day? How Chazal Mevayam is there? We look at the Suda. What's the challenge of the Suda? Is the Suda a Suda that you're Mechuyiv, or is the Suda a Suda that is not Mechuyiv? Mevayam doesn't, if it's the first three Sudas, you're Mechuyiv. You have to be Chayzim. If it's the fourth Suda, you don't have to be Chayzim. If it's Chayzim Shechal Yitz B'Shabbos, if it's the first three Sudas, you have to be Chayzim. If you're Mechuyiv, you're Chayzim. If it's the fourth Suda, you're not going to have to be Chayzim. But the heart's still throwing a little bit of beer. What's the challenge? The Maisa Kum Tois that Tzayla Fi Dera'ah Torin Bori Tzayla Fi Dera'ah Tzayla Fi Tzayla The Fi Dera'ah Kum Tois that Yalav Yav sometimes Yalav Yav is a Chilak of Beirut HaMazit and sometimes Yalav Yav is not a Chilak of Beirut HaMazit. On Yom Tov it's Chazal Wakaveh you have a Chiv to eat Memela Chazal Wakaveh that the Matbeah of Beirut HaMazit is that it includes Yalav Yav on Yom Tov. The Beirut HaMazit has Yalav Yav. And you, if you don't say Yav Yavi, you're Mishan with Me'ashad Abba Chachom. Mashenkin or Rish Chidesh, you also have to say Yav Yavi. But it's not a chilek of the Birr of the Muslim that you have to be chayz if you don't say it. Maman of Shach, is Yav Yavi a chilek of the Birr of the Muslim? Or is Yav Yavi not a chilek of the Birr of the Muslim? And Koshkin with Vitesis. Vitesis is Zikrish Fair on Shabbat, so it depends. How is Chazal Kevei of the Birr of the Muslim on Shabbat? Did they say you have to say Ritzei, or you don't have to say Ritzei? This it says, the first three Sudos, if you didn't say Ritzei, you have to be chayz. The fourth Sudo, you don't have to be chayz. Shabbat is Maman of Shach. It's with say a chelik of the mazim. It's say not a chelik of the mazim. So the chur of the beer is. I'll see the tour. Turning before in the rishayim of the chur is the same. That it's telling how Chazal work kaveya. The tour brings down the sheet of Yosef. He brings down the mechil that says that if you on Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, if you weren't master of Rosh Chodesh, then you have to be chayzim. And he brings the rhyme from Ne'ilah. We see on Yom Kippur Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, even though you have no chiv to daven Ne'ilah al Shabbos, you have chiv to daven Ne'ilah al Yom Kippur, not al Shabbos. Nevertheless, if you forget Shal Shabbos, you have to be chayzim in Ne'ilah. I have no chiv al Shabbos. But I say, since you have a chiv for this tefillah, it doesn't make a difference whether or not if you forget Yom Kippur, if you forget Shal Shabbos, you have a chiv to be chayzim. What's that? The end of Kofi Chazis, yeah. Really, you get to have to be long. However, Rav Yosef says no. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yis B'Shabbos, you have no Chiv al Shabbos. And no Chiv al Rosh Chodesh. I mean, if you weren't Chazis, if you forgot Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be Chazis. The Shabbos, what does he do with the Taino? What does he do with the Taino of Michiel? We see from your Kippur that it's not that way. We see in your Kippur that even if you forgot Tfilo, you forgot Shabbos in a field which is only a Chiv Al Yom Kippur, you still have to be Chayim. So the Lashon that Rav Yosef says over here, he says, Afal Gav Dehashto Leitzad Vayachol Mikol Mokol Mishum Hayim Miyuto Leitiknu Lachim. As this means, Chazal weren't Metakan and he has to go back. Shall it doesn't mean, this means they weren't Metakan and he has to go back. This means of what? So if you look at Levush, Levush is a Gam Teshuva to Mimazgur, somebody asked him a Shaila and he goes to great length to Mimazgur, Shadim Rav Yosef. And he says it's different than Yom Kippur. He says Yom Kippur, every time that Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbat, there's always a chiv to say, anytime Yom Kippur falls out, anytime, there's a chiv to have four tefillos. It's nichlal in the day, you have to have a chiv of four tefillos. The Mela, when it's chal on Shabbat also, nichlal in the day is that you have a chiv to have four tefillos. Masha Inkin, when the Shredish falls out, not every time that the Shredish fall out is there a chiv for a Tudum. You don't have a chiv, generally you don't have a chiv for a Tudum. The way that Shredish works generally is that it goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. It switches off. Most Rosh Chodashim are not Shabbat. Most Rosh Chodashim are during the days of the week. And when Shredish falls out during the week, one does not have a chiv to have a Tudum. It's only when Shredish falls out on Shabbat that it is a chiv to have a Tudum. In this aspect, it's different than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, no matter where it falls out, you always have a chiv to have four tefillos. The meal on Shabbat. Three tefillos? once it was. However, Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about the Haskar Rosh Chodesh. The Haskar Rosh Chodesh, if it falls down on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's no chiyuv to have to. Only when it falls down on Shabbos, in the Hanami, any time that it falls down on Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to have to this. But it's only when it falls down on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh be'etzem is not a chiyuv to this. Only when it's Shabbos is there chiyuv to this. So Mela, right upon that Rosh Chodesh falls out, there's no chiyuv to be chiyuv. Mela, it's only on when Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos that you would have a chiyuv to be chiyuv. Mishum ha'ayim yuto of the times that Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, that it's a mere copy of the times that Rosh Chodesh falls out during the rest of the week. It's only a fraction of the amount of times, 20%, 25% of the times that it falls down on Shabbos. Mela, chazal work the second, you have to be chiyuv. Kumtai, if you don't mind, tell them. Kumtai, that we see in the Torah that it's totally in how Chazal were misakin. Sometimes Chazal were misakin that you should be chayzer, and sometimes Chazal were misakin that you don't have to be chayzer. In other words, Chazal in Chanami, Chazal made a matbeya of Birch Zamazin. Sometimes Chazal said the Birch Zamazin is ma'akiv, the Vastora of Yahweh, the Yahweh, Vastora, whatever it is ma'akiv, and sometimes it's not ma'akiv. Mishum Haim Yuta, they didn't feel that it should be ma'akiv. Even though Batman shouldn't be ma'akiv, they said that it shouldn't be ma'akiv. And we see that it's not just Chazal put something into the benching, and now it's uniform. Always, you always have to say Al Yavai. If you ever forget, you have to go back. No, certain times Chazal said that it's Makim, sometimes they said it's not Makim. The Shaila is, what's the gather? When did Chazal say it's Makim? When did they say it's not Makim? So if you look at Tesis on Daf Memdal Amud Aleph, which is the Sugya of the Master Me'ina Ma'ur in Racha Achaz Me'in Gimel, Tesis brings down the Rambam. Agav, one of the only times in Shas, I think, that Tesis brings down a Rambam. Tesis says, no, that hasn't happened in Shas. Malapir, it says, of the Sefer HaMaimini, Masrech Lahaskibo Me'in Amor B'Shabbat. The Rambam holds the Yafi Masrech Me'in Amor in Al Mechel on Shabbat, to be honest. V'chein Masrech Yerushalmi, it's the day of Masrech Yerushalmi. Umi, it says, Tesis, Loinogu Oil King. Loinogu is not known to be Masrech Me'in Amor. So he says, now this is all the stuff. We have a Yerushalmi that says it's supposed to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir and Yal Mechel, and he says the minig is not to do that. So what happened exactly? Zuck takes this, I'll tell you the chiluk. That there has to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir, Hainu Dafki B'Yameim, Shei Regil Likvoya Ayayin V'Amini Peirin. Avainu Lekavi. Dafku when they were ruggled to be Kaveya on Bracha, on things that are Masech HaBracha L'Achas Mein Shalit, on Peirin Mizayinim, on Yayin, that's when you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. But if nowadays they're not Kaveya on that, you don't have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. Shalit, Rorban Stumim, what's the Shaykhah? If you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir, you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir, no matter what. If you had a shear, you had a kezayas of Revius of Yain, you had a kezayas of Paris, you have to say Al Mechil, you should have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. What's the telling whether or not you're being Kaveya or you're not being Kaveya? What's the place of being Machalik? They that they were Kaveya, you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. We're not Kaveya, we don't have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. The Chur before the Tesis, that Tesis held that the Chiv to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir is totally in the Kviyas of the Tzudah. Tesis literally talks like we said before him. It's telling in the chiv of the Suda. Everything is, the Moedid is the Suda. Do you have a chiv for the Suda? Do you have a chiv for the Suda? You have to mask him anywhere. If you don't have a chiv for the Suda, you don't have to mask him anywhere. The same thing is over here. Is this Suda a Suda which is a Suda Kavua? It's a Suda that you're Kavua with? If it's a Suda which is a Suda Kavua, it's a Chosh of a Suda we could say, then you have to, Chazal says you have to mask him anywhere. It's not a Suda which is a Suda Kavua? Maybe you don't have to mask him anywhere. Chazal are attacking by a Suda Kavua, Lamashim. There's no tzad, even though the machlek is going to get Al Mishnah, there's no machlek going to get the Brain of Hashim. How come by Brain of Hashim? You drink a cup of soda, how come there's no tzad? They have to be masking, Mirimur and Shabbos. Brain of Hashim is obviously concerning him. Same as Timmy and Shabbos is dead. I'll call Mashim Rosh Hashim. Somewhere we should put it in. Okay, you should be masking, Mirimur and Shabbos. Most of them said, on benching and Amish, you have to, but on Brain of Hashim, you don't have to. The Chor of the Kuyam was Pasha said. Brain of Pasha is not something which is Choshev, that Chazal were felt compelled that you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. It's only something which is Kavua, something which is a Zover Choshev, and people are Kaveya themselves in it. That's what Chazal felt that you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. The Meila Tesis, we can say the Shita Tesis, we have to be for him. Even if Tesis holds that you don't have to have Pas by Tzudah Shlishis, but you still have to have Mezainis. If you have to have Mezainis, you have to make Al Mechia. If you have to make Al Mechia, you have to be Malkim Ein Ma'ir. So Agav, Shita Tesis themselves is that you don't have to mask them anymore. There's many other Rishonim, not like Tesis, that they hold it now together. The Rav's brother Ritzvot, they hold that you have to be mad that there's still a chok between the first two sudas and the third suda. The Chori solved the time. Lamaisa, you have to have a mezunis. You have to have a mikanal mishnah. The Torah says in a chanami you have to have a mezunis. But that suda is not a suda which is a suda kavua. It's not a suda. Yeah, you have a chiyuv to have it. But it's not a suda which is a suda kavua that Chazal said you have to be mafkir minimayr. Not just something which is a suda kavua, you have to be mafkir minimayr. Something which is not a suda kavua, you don't have to be mafkir minimayr. Jesus says it is, and it's not just that any time you have a chiyuv to have a suda, you have to have a mafkir minimayr. No, it has to be a suda which is a suda chashuva. So a suda which, even if you have a chiyuv to have it, but if it's not a suda which is a suda of tach, you're not mafkir. Zikr, we're mafkir, everybody's mafkir that you only have to have parents. Zichr, there's no tzadi after maskim in murder, v'shal shudu. Right? Why? Because it's not a sudah which is a sudah chashuva. Ah, you have a chiv to have the sudah? Everybody agrees that you still have a chiv. There's no svar of iboy lo yachol. You have a chiv to have the sudah? There are going to be a chiv to have the sudah. There's no chiv to maskim in murder. There's no chiv in murder of pasha. It's the same sort of together, it's a little bit more of a mechudish, but by al nechi, it's also the zogazah, even though pasha is to be maskim in murder. Since it's not a sudah which is a sudah kavua, a sudah chashuva, normally you don't have to be masking me anymore. Chazal weren't masaking that you have to be masking me anymore. That's in Jesus' Tesis. Tesis holds that's all totally in the sudah. Totally in the sudah, maybe if you have a chiv to have the sudah, you have to be masking me anymore. You don't have a chiv to have the sudah, you don't have to be masking me anymore. If the sudah is a sudah kavua, Chazal said that it's a chiluk of the benching. It becomes a chiluk of the benching. If you don't have a chiv to have the sudah, it's not a sudah kavua, Chazal weren't masaking it, it's a chiv of the benching. That's all that Jesus says. They're all that we said. It's not only in the Suda B'chval. It's only in the yearn. Is this a yearn that you're mechuyev to have, to eat, mechuyev to bench? If it's a yearn that you're mechuyev to bench, how Chazal would convey it that as a chelik of the Matzmiyah of the Bracha. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is Mazrit, in Kuf Peches, of Kan Chavav. He says it very clearly. The Dafka B'Shabbat to B'Yom Tov Shemechuyev Lechol Dafka Pas. Vim Kein Chiv Birchus Hamozin Kavua. The Chiv of Birchus Hamozin. It doesn't say the Chiv of the Suda is Kavua. The Suda is a Suda Kavur. The Chiv of the Birchas Amazin is Kavur. Therefore, Chazal were Mesakin Likur, Vagam Kinaz Kishom Eina Mera. Kmoi B'Tvila. It's like Tvila. It's no different than Tvila. The same way Chazal Mesakin. These are the Tvilas of Shabbat. And Mesakin, this is the benching of Shabbat. The benching of Shabbat includes Ritzev. Avam Rish Chedesh, Avam Gav Shalat Lissanis, Vayim Yukamokam Eina Mekhuyiv Lechol Dafka Pas. Vim Kein Ein Chiv Birchas Amazin Kavur, Vayim. That's why Chazal weren't misaking the since there's no chiv of birch zamazin, there's no on resh chidish. Meila Chazal weren't misaking the birch zamazin is the birch zamazin has to include yal v'yaver. So we have what's the pshat? Sometimes is yal v'yaver chelke birch zamazin? Is yal v'yaver not chelke birch zamazin? The teretz is totally in the way that Chazal were kaveh. Chazal felt in the yom that you're mechuyev to make a benching, you're mechuyev to bench. Meila the matbeya of the benching must include shabbos. It's no different than the tefillah. The same way that you're mechuyev to daven, and that includes Shabbos, so you're mechuyev to have a bench, which includes Shabbos. A day that you're not mechuyev to bench, maybe there's no special, there's no reason for Chazal to be mezaken, that you have to, as matbeya, that it must include ritzei. There's no chuyev for you to bench before. In a chanami, they add on, anytime, it's what you should say ritzei, but it doesn't turn into matbeya of beir chazamaz, and they call it, we should be able to say, from a shalom and beir chazamaz, from a bracha, we also get chazamaz. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is very good in the realm. And it happens to work, it's very much in, because he brings down the second, the Shulchan Aruch is going with the second day of the Ra'ot, that if on Rish Chodesh Chal Yat B'Shavit, if it was Shochach Shav Rish Chodesh, in the Chanami it doesn't have to be Chodesh. Because the Chiv is the Chiv Al Shabbat, the Chiv is not a Chiv Al Shosh Chodesh. The Meila of Shochach Shav Rish Chodesh, it wouldn't have to be Chodesh. Kum Toi Flamai, at the end of the day, it's my point to Rish Chodesh, what's the gather of this din, Tov Lahit Kishal Shabbat, if you have to be, do you have to be Chodesh or not? According to the Ra'al, it's a din not in the Suda B'chlal, it's a din in the Yom. Is this a Yom that you're mechuyev to eat? Is this a Yom that you're mechuyev to have a Birch Zamazin? If it's a Yom that's mechuyev in Birch Zamazin, then the Matveya of the Birch Zamazin includes Ritzeh. Doesn't make a difference if you have one Suda or if you have 100 Suda. And if you get on the 100 Suda, doesn't make a difference. The Matveya of this Yom, the Birch Zamazin of this day, is one that includes Ritzeh. The Meila, Rish Chodesh, that Matveya, the Yom of Rosh Chodesh does not include Matveya, then includes Rosh Chodesh. Meaning Rosh Chodesh Chol Yom Shabbos, you have to be Chodesh. You're not going to have to be Chodesh if you forgot Rosh Chodesh. That's how the Mechaber passes. Ma'aseh Enkin Tesis Dimayu, they hold like the Ra'al Shreilu, that it's a Tali in the Suda. Is it a Suda that you're Mechuyev in, or is this a Suda that you're not Mechuyev in? If you're Mechuyev in the Suda, then you have to be Chodesh. If you're not Mechuyev in the Suda, you don't have to be Chodesh. The Meila in the fourth Suda on Shabbos, you're not Mechuyev. You don't have to be Chodesh. However, in the third Suda on Shabbos, even if it's a Rosh Chodesh Chal Yas B'Shabbos, and you wear a mask for Rosh Chodesh, doesn't make a difference. This is a Suda that you're Mechuyev, and maybe it's a Suda, you have to be Chodesh. Whereas they come to it in the Sugyo. I don't think that the Olam really got too much to Kofei Chas, so just remind you a few of the Dinim that come out, the Chidushim that come out from Kofei Zayin. Just a few, Mamish, a few Allahs which come out. The first halacha we actually, Mr. Brewer brings that ready. Just I don't know if it's well known of those that haven't gotten from Mr. Brewer. It's supposed to say Shah Atazon instead of Sheh Atazon. Shah Atazon. Same thing in Moedim, it's also Shah Atazon. Okay. But that's the first halacha. The second halacha is Uvinei Yerushalayim Rakedish Meher B'Yomeinu Baruch Atah Hashem B'Nim Rachmo Yerushalayim Amen. Says Mr. Brewer, you should be mastic between Yerushalayim and Amen. The shell is, when does everybody else that's listening to your bracha, and it shouldn't be nicker, that people shouldn't think that the Amen is a chilek of the Bein Yerachmo Yerushalayim. See, Bein Yerachmo Yerushalayim, Amen. The shell is, when is everybody else supposed to be masker? Answer Amen. Is it like, V'Noimar Amen, and you only say it after Amen, or are you supposed to say it after V'Noimar? Do you say it after Yerushalayim? That's the Prima Gadam, not for that of Mishmur, I don't know. Prima Gadam means that you should say it after Yerushalayim, in the Chanam. Bein Yerachmo Yerushalayim, everybody else thinks it's Amen. Yeah, you answer after his bracha. You don't have to wait for him to say Amen. You can say after Yerushalayim. He's also answering Amen to his own bracha. The next halacha is going to get a birchas avos and a chatas that Mr. Brewer brings out over here. He brings that interesting lasha. A birchas avos and a chatas from the Magen Avraham. And he says that this is the way you should be mechanech tzemes. And it says the same way that by the bracha Rishena you should be mechanech them with saying a berachas avos and a mekutzer, a shortened version of each of the first bracha. It says the same way that applies. Don't be mechanech them one bracha and then the second bracha and then the third bracha. You mechanech them three brachas, all the same. Since they're mechuyev in all three brachas in their eyes, a meila your chiyuv chinuch has to be in all three brachas. Say a lashon which a kitzer lashon of each of the three brachas. And that's why I saw that the bracha brings down that how Rabbi Yashar goes, that you should be mechanech the children with that. However, it brings down from Shlomo Zalman not that way. So if you just want to bring down from Shlomo Zalman not that way, then the mechanech and the zecher, that's the minig, is the zecher of people, and from what I've seen, the mechanech to teach the children the first bracha, and after the second bracha, and after the third bracha. Some of the pashas, the pashas reason is because you're going to be mechanech them to a different lashon, and then they're going to grow up, and they're going to have to change the lashon that they already learned. So the pashas doesn't make sense on the minig of chinuch. And the Chanami, as the smaller of Chinuch, that should be Mechanech them to be in all three brachas, but that they shouldn't have to change, they're not going to be benching the benching that they're benching later on. So meanwhile, the Mechanech them, you bench the first bracha, when you get to do a little more, you bench the second bracha. When you do a little more, you bench the third bracha. The last Nakuda is, when again as I said, in my Hizkir, the Berzah is Bris Vetarim, a few of the Kisrael Achamehem, I'm doing anything. If a person is not master Bris Vatera, not zero nation. So there's a Bir Alacha mentions, he says a person is Sufik Lachari, so Sufik Darai, so we should say Sufik Darai, Sufik, the Shailah. Comes out if he says that Sufik Darai, so the Chumrah, you should have to go back. He says, however, the Piyasa, if you're a Sufik, we presume that you were on cruise control, and since you're on cruise control, you probably said it the way that you're supposed to say, so really you don't have to worry about going back. However, where it is very negay, this Alacha, is a person, he's not paying attention to what he's doing, and he has a Suda of Pas, and we actually make Tal Nechim instead of Benjim. What does he do? What's the Shaila? Al Michin is not Maskir Bris Vatir. So if in benching somebody that's not Maskir Bris Vatir has to be Chayzer, Mechur, somebody benches Al Michin, even though it's a Bracha Achaz Mein Shalish, Mechur, he's not Maskir Bris Vatir. But meanwhile, Mechur and Apiyet is his Chiv Abir Chamazim. And as they talk to Chayot of the verse, then you're not getting your Chiyah Berach HaMazim. However, the Sharatim brings down the Sufsan Achet from the Dovah Mervaho. Sufsan Achet Ayin Aleph. He says, after the Dovah Mervaho Shadi Bonario, the Homi Daraisa Nesavah the Yitzim and Mein Gimel Bach HaMirach HaMazim. He says that they don't do the whole thing you're Yitzim benching with Birach HaMazim. Birach HaMazim with Al Michim. And then it's also shown also, you need to mention this Al HaMichim. The Shad is, in a Chanami you don't have the Bris Vatera, but Mimila Chazal Warm Mitzakit, the Ra says, one of his Rayim, the Ra says, And when it says Koshli Omar Brit Matura, Kosh Omar Mahbi Zavil, Yatide Khavasai, then it doesn't mean Yatide Khavasai and you have to be Khaizir. It says because you could be Yoitse Alamikya, you're here venturing with Alamikya. And in Alamikya doesn't say Brit Matura. Vice when it says Yatide Khavasai, it just means like you say on Pesach, Koshli Omar Pesach Matamar, Yatide Khavasai. It doesn't mean your mamash na yati yudei chavasai. It means that you weren't yati yudei chavasai koroi. But in the chanami, you were yati yudei chavasai. Her, Brit Matur, it doesn't say anywhere in the... In the chanami, there are certain things that it says before in the term. It says you have to... Mazim, Aris, and Aris Atevo, which is Yerushalayim. There's certain things which are ma'akim, which are ma'akim, Brit Matur, it doesn't say anywhere in the term. Tosfos Shita is that, despite the fact that it doesn't say it in the Torah, it says in the Chofan Mbe, it says that it's there. And Nishma Zaldam understands that it's Halacha Mishmisinai, but that place is a chedush. But other Rishonim hold that no, it's not a din daraisa. Chazal and Mizaka, they have to say Brit Matur. But not that it now becomes a daraisa, that if you didn't say Brit Matur, you weren't Yoytzer. Chazal and Mizaka, that is Ma'akab, they put it into the benching, since this is the Matbeya of benching, I mean, if you weren't Maske the Matbeya of Chazal says, then you have to be Chazal. But in Alamichya, the Matbeya is not one that includes Brit Matur. I mean, if you said it's Alamichya and you weren't Maske Brit Matur, no. You said the Matbeya. Agav the Rach holds that, also, Mayan Gimel has to say Ma'at Kibitz Peter. Where's Rach? Oh, then that one now. So what's La Halacha L'Maisa? So we have to work with Titanic that it's a Safek Brachas, Mamela. It depends on how much you ate. If you had if you didn't have a Kidei Tzviyo, Mamela Yechibra, as well as Zat Meidar Aisa, Tzol Meidar Abana, Tzol Meidar Abana L'Kula, Mamela you won't have to go back. If you had a Kidei Tzviyo, Yechibra, as well as Meidar Aisa, Mamela is a Safek Meidar Aisa L'Kula, and you have to go back. The best option for such a case is like the Kav HaChaim says, one of two things. Either to get somebody else to be made to you with benching, if you could, or if you could, even though you had today's meal, if you could, you should have another Kedayis of Pas, and then bench, be your Chiyuv, your Safik of before. Shkoyach.